the Master's Call. In prayer, Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you. Thank you for letting us get up this morning to be on this call. We say thank you simply because you are God all by yourself. We want to make sure we acknowledge you and that we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that is due you. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you place a hedge of protection around our co-founders, oh God. Father God, we ask you to meet every need, spoken and unspoken, and we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to just be with the Des De Leon family. Lord, we ask you to pour into the speaker as the speaker pours out unto us. Lord, we thank you that you are girding up the loins of the speaker, that you are just preparing them, oh Heavenly Father, that you are keeping them in perfect peace as their mind is stayed on you. Lord, we want to make sure that we honor you, that we glorify you, and that we lift you up, oh God, because you are God all by yourself. So, Lord, we thank you, we glorify you, and we magnify your name. It's in Jesus' name that we pray, and we say amen, amen, and amen. I am now going to turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, Prophet Kai?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Brenda. The floor is yours.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning. I'm telling you, we got a fresh Monday morning going into the week of just thinking more on Jesus, for sure, because this is the week that we're celebrating the birth of Jesus, and I appreciate you just seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart. And thank you again, Minister Tiffany, for allowing God to use you again, tell you, as we go before the Lord. And it brings to mind Psalms 95 and 6, if you guys don't mind me sharing. It says, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. That's the New Living Translation. This is Brenda Terrell residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and I, along with Minister Kai, say welcome to the Master's Call. And we're thankful that we've been here 9 years, and just share just a little bit about this call. It started back in 2010 with our wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And with their yes, they stood on God's word, which says out of Psalms 88:13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now, mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we have a website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that you'll be able to see all the messages there and hear the messages. Yes, all the messages have been archived there since 2010. We're so thankful to God for that. And then we have a theme for the year, which is in 2019, God's Hand of Justice, Integrity, and Truth in Me, individually and collectively, will clearly be seen. Now, many of you might feel led of the Lord. You might want to start off 2020 with a new direction, a new transformation, a new entity. Well, this is a good place to start. You can come with the Master's Call, and we invite you to come and be a part of us. You can greet, as Minister Prophet Kai did so graciously. You can host, which is what I'm doing. You can share a word from the Lord, and we definitely want to hear what God has placed within your belly. You can also just worship before the Lord, such as what Minister Tiffany did so wonderfully. And we'll be glad to have you. You can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, what got us all together is this awesome, awesome call, company, which is Artists International, a company that was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. And we are under the umbrella of Artist Life, where we definitely have the best products on this side of heaven. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and I'm more than sure that they'll be happy to share with you about these awesome products. Now, what we have is the new morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. And today is Inspirational Monday, which our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon is hosting, and our very own Pastor Everett Thomas of Detroit, Michigan, will be the speaker. Now, I'm getting out of the way because we have another dynamic woman of God who's going to come before us. And she's, I'm telling you, when you hear her, you will know that God is definitely working a work in her, because she has been going through the fire, the rain, different turmoils, but yet she's standing tall in the Lord. I'm talking about our very own co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, who is a native of Monticello, Mississippi. She has been blessed to be a chaplain, and not only a chaplain, but a woman of God, a child of God, a king's kid, a person who stands on God's word, believes God's word, and preaches God's word like she knows the Lord herself, and that she does. We're so happy that she has pastored chapel services around the world as well as around the country. She has served honoring God in every capacity that she knows that God, that where she's available to him to use her. I'm talking about Dr. Pecola Patton, Roberts Patton, of Asheville, North Carolina. Are you there, Dr. PK?
Minister Brenda, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away. We're praying.
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. I definitely love, 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 and appreciate you. Thank you for that introduction this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I do love this TMC family. God is a good God. Lord have mercy, Jesus. I'm here to tell you all that I am here because of God. I'm here for no other reason whatsoever other than he says this is where I'm supposed to be. And I tell you what I just did, and that was delete my whole message for this morning. Just did it. Adversity is what I'm talking about. Good morning, TMC family. Listen, I was just putting a little icing on the cake and then destroyed the whole cake, looked like. Can't find it, and you gotta go, gotta go. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Emmanuel, as we are worshiping God for sending his son, Jesus Christ, during this season. Girl, I tell you, out there on that California coast, I don't know how in the world you open up your voice like that and come out every Monday just like that, crystal clear. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And to my dear daughter and friend, Prophetess Kai Brown, thank you for greeting us. Even as you are packing your bags, getting ready to get down that road, I thank God for you. There is no team like this TMC team. And what can I say about my sister, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon? I thank God that you're riding the clouds of victory this morning as we all enjoy those pictures that you sent us this week of you and our own Mother Josie, 96 years old, looking like she's running things for real. Has not changed since the day I met her, looking the same. And I'm just so thankful for you, my dear sister and friend and minister, and all that you do to keep us connected with her, and I do give God the glory for that. Now, you all, I need to say to you, and I need you to hear me well, when you come and say yes to the Lord and you are on the front line of this thing called life as a prayer warrior, I want you to come knowing that you are in the army of the Lord, and you've got to be ready, robed up, and booted up for battle, because I'm here to tell you, the enemy does not play fair. He does not want you to be here. He doesn't want you to be victorious. He doesn't want you to live a life for Christ. He's no good. Bottom line, just no good. And so I started out this series the beginning of December. And the series is on adversity. I don't know why I forgot. But the truth is, each and every time I start a series on anything, it comes to me first. Adversity has come to me in a way this month, this past week. You talk about sucker punching. Sucker punching is, I mean, just out of nowhere, just all kind of craziness. I would take time to share all of that, some of that. And if you want to hear about it, you can call me later on. But I really want to get to the word this morning, because I want to get to the third point. You see, God gave me 5 Mondays. We are on the third point, fourth Monday, but I have one more point I want to give to you next Monday, and we're going to close this series. I'm ready to close this series, too. I promise you I am. But the Lord wanted me to emphasize to you, as we are ending this decade, and he keeps emphasizing decade, not just ending 2019, the decade, 10 years, he wants us to reflect and reminisce over where we have come from and stop, put a peg, and think about where is it we want to go. God is a God who does not just pass you over your flaws and mistakes and you thinking that you got it all together. Hallelujah, glory to God. You all, I had an experience this week that just kind of blew my mind. But it helped me to understand that in this Advent season, as Prophetess Kai preached to us early on, we must prepare ourselves. Y'all, I wanted to punch the man in the mouth, knock him off the stool. I haven't felt like that in so long. Y'all, I really would have gone, they would have put me on that floor, y'all know. They would have put me on that floor for sight, folks. I had to stand in the strength of the Lord to keep me settled down in my mind. I was there by myself. Don't go to the hospital by yourself. Take somebody with you. I drove myself to the hospital. They put me in the hospital too. But listen to me. Let me tell you all something. You need this word down on the inside of you to keep you when you can't keep yourself. Somebody ought to say, I know she's right. As we are celebrating this Advent season, things have come up to let me know that I am prepared and being prepared for Jesus coming in 2 days. Okay, I hear you great theologians who know the word and know all, you know everything. Dr. PK, this ain't Jesus' birthday, no way. He wasn't even born during this whole season. How do you know anyway? Somebody told you that. But the mere fact is you want to let somebody know how smart you are. But let me tell you one thing. This is the season whereby we have set aside to say, I'm going to stop and prepare and understand that Jesus came here, shed his blood. Good God of mercy, I ain't going to get to this word today. Shed his blood so that we can live an abundant life. It's not about the trees. It's not about the gifts. It's not about the food. It's not even about the fact that 25 December 1979, I gave birth to a baby on December the 25th. It's not about Devola's birthday. Devola ain't no, there's no power in her name. There's no deliverance in her name. There's no healing in her name. There's nothing in the name of Devola that will help me through adversities. But when I call on the name of Jesus, bless the name of God. Oh, Satan, you must get up off of me this morning. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I plead the blood now. Hey, yay, glory to God. When I think about God and loving me so much that he sent his son Jesus, and Jesus loved me so much that he gave his life for me, and he's given me a whole 66 years of living through adversity, that I can tell you about a Jesus who has caused me to come through. Now, the scripture that I want you to go to is Genesis, the 26th chapter. I had to bring it up in my mind, 26th chapter. And it's over there where Isaac had to dig a well. But he didn't just dig one well. He had to dig some wells. Why? Because the enemy, the Philistines, came, and they kept filling up the wells. But he just kept saying, well, I'll dig another well. Eventually, the enemy had to leave him alone because they realized that he served an almighty God. And the point, and help me, God, touch this mind so that I can remember. And the point that I know that I gave, number one, I said Christians should expect adversity. We should know that adversity is coming our way. Why? Because we are booted up for battle. You don't get booted up, get dressed up, and don't go nowhere. And when you go somewhere, you go to dance. You gonna dance. Glory to God. Life will cause you to dance. Huh? You better know who your partner is that you're dancing with. Glory be to God. And then the second point was Christians. Christians should expect adversity. Is the first point, and the second point was God. I've been going over this thing. Christians should persevere, should stand still, should stand up, should stand, stick and stay, should persevere. That's the word, should persevere. That's it, should persevere. We got to stick and stay. We got to, I used to say it a lot when we first got started with this call because I wasn't that kind of a stamp that stuck to the envelope, but Pastor Vanessa was. She was a stick and stay. You stick her on, she going to stay right there. She stayed in midst of adversity. She stayed. We've got to understand that we've got to persevere. We've got to stick and stay in the midst of adversity. Ooh, adversity is going to come. We can't just fall out. We got to take the punches. We got to get up. We got to know that we can dig another well. He will do it again. He did it once. He's going to do it again. They told me and told my husband when I was first diagnosed with sarcoidosis, she's not going to live. For 2 years, he says, if she doesn't live but 2 days, I want her. I believe that God gave her to me, and I want her. And when we would get into our little spats later on, years later, I'd say, you told God you wanted me. Now, here I am. You got to deal with me. But, you know, it was the fact that he decided that we were going to do it the right way and stick and stay. That's been years ago. And here I still sit, just because the devil said it and they said it and somebody else said it doesn't mean that it is applicable to you. Just because they say you're going to die doesn't mean that you're going to die. There's a word that says, I shall live and not die to proclaim the word of God. You've got to say, I'm going to live. I'm going to live in the midst of this death sentence. Glory be to God. The devil is a liar. And the third point that I wanted to talk a little bit about today in the next 3 minutes is Christians should believe God will bless them despite adversity, in the face of, because of, in spite of. We need to know that we know that we know. We got to believe it, you all. We've got to know that God will bless us in the middle of the fire. He'll come and take the smoke and the heat out of the flame. God is a God who can do anything. It's nothing too hard for God to do. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing, do you hear me? It, during that time, when I think back on this story, and you all please go back and read it, I promise you, just as she was calling my name, I hit that button and messed my whole, had everything here on this iPad, and it went away. But go back and read Genesis, the 26th chapter, and read about how Isaac went through with the Philistines as they stopped up the wells, as they stole their wells. God just kept blessing him again and again and again until the enemy finally gave up on that particular thing. Just because the enemy gave up on that doesn't mean that he's going to give up on everything, because that's just the enemy. He just goes and finds something else to do. I said last night that Rapha does not take time off. He doesn't take a vacation. He doesn't go anywhere. He just keeps on coming. But I thank God that as we read and as we have lived, we know that God is a God who doesn't take time off either. He never sleeps. You better come on. You can say what the devil doesn't do, but you better know what God doesn't do either. God, my God doesn't go to sleep either. My God is an all-powerful God who will show us great and mighty things when we continue to persevere in the midst of our adversities. Amen. I want you all to just know without a shadow of a doubt that you can live successfully in the face of adversity. Doesn't that sound good? Write that down, because that just came off the press. You can live successfully in the face of adversity. Yes, you can. Why? Because we have Jesus Christ who loves us so much, who has decided without a shadow of a doubt that if and when we do what he tells us to do, he's going to do what the word of God says will do for us. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us, no matter what. He won't. I don't care what comes or what goes. When we realize who Jesus is in our lives, he would never leave us nor forsake us. As we look at these principles of dealing with adversity, I want you all to please remember that we should expect adversity. Yes, we should, and it's perfectly okay for adversity to come because that's just what life is. Somebody said life came, y'all, and it did not come sweetly to me. Christians should persevere, stick in here. Just know that the God we serve is never going to leave us nor forsake us. And then finally, for today, Christians should believe God will bless them despite adversity. And I had examples on all of this based on this week's stuff with me. But you all can't connect it today. But I just want you to know that when we believe God will bless us in the face of adversity, when we know that God, the God we serve, is the God whose word is faithful, we can stand in the midst of anything. Let us go out this week as we are preparing to celebrate the birth of Jesus the Christ. Let us prepare a cake for Jesus. Let us think about the song that we think he would like to hear from us and sing him that song. Let us decide that this is going to be a special time when Jesus' birthday will be celebrated in the midst of in the midst of whatever we are going through, whatever adversity we are confronted with. I'm asking our prayer general to come back to the front of the line and take me out of here.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to
Thank
God.
You.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I tell you, Dr. PK, you're definitely phenomenal, because I listened to you yesterday evening and I said, Lord, is she going to make it through? But I'm telling you, the power of God was definitely all over you this morning to bring forth that message this morning. We so appreciate you for persevering and allowing God to use you. I will call you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord with our prayer requests and our praise reports. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father God, we thank you for this time of prayer and time of coming together, this time of saturating ourselves in your midst, O God, because, Lord, it's your face that we're seeking. It's you and you alone that we need, O God. And we thank you, Father, for being God all by yourself. Lord, you definitely have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. As we look back and glance back, we know, Father God, through the adversities, through the trials, through the tribulations, through the situations that we've been through, Father God, we come to know that you have brought us through. And Lord, it reminds me with the word when Paul says that the sufferings of this world can be compared to the glory. Hallelujah. That's instilled in each and every one of us. And I thank you, Father, for having that glory stand tall in our Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton this morning. I thank you, Father, for your glory saturating her this morning, because by the stripes of Jesus Christ, she is healed. I thank you, O God, because you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. And with that, Lord God, I'm calling these names before you and calling them healed by the blood of the Lamb. I thank you, Father, for doing it for Dudley, for Uncle Dudley, for Harold, Robin's dad, Johnny Stowers, Bart, for Jerry, for Leslie, for Lisa Washington, for Esther Williams, for Sandy, for Duncan, for Pat, for Uncle Herman, Keisha and Rosalind's mom, Mother Eleanor, Mother Oliver, TJ, Jeff, and Jalen, Lord God, and for our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Lord, we thank you for the blood running warm. We thank you, O God, that you are not a man that you should lie, neither are you the son of man that you repent. We thank you, O God, that you are God alone. And we call the work done by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father, for comforting the bereaved families, Lord God, the DeLee's family, the Jerry Lopez family, Quay family, Clay family, the White family, Uncle Dudley Haywood's family, Candy Mosley's family, Lord God, the Sumlin and the Walker families, and all the families that our hearts are pondering upon this morning, Lord God, you know who they are. We thank you, Father, for comforting them. We glorify you, Father, that you're giving them the peace that surpasses all understanding. We be careful, Father God, to give your name the praise and the glory as we honor your darling son, Jesus, our brother, this week, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in the Artist Life family. We give your name praise and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I know you want to share this word with someone going through adversities. We're standing tall in Jesus. And that number is 712-432-1085. The pen is 957-677-POUND. Remember that we have our MMC call coming up next with Inspirational Monday. Our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon is hosting, and our very own Pastor Everett Thomas is delivering the message. That number 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Again, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for allowing God to use you in that awesome worship this morning. And thank you again, Prophet Kai, for seating and greeting everyone this morning on the Master's Call. Dr. PK, we so appreciate and love you, and thank God for his healing power flowing through your body. In Jesus' name, would you please close us out with the benediction?
Now, Lord, as we celebrate you, as we magnify you, as we cast our eyes up on you, as we celebrate this, your birthday this week, I say Merry Christmas to everybody, and asking now, God, that your precious Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us and keep us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. Go out and live a super fantastic life, my friends.